DeMello. Coast FM.
Big Dennis joins. We mentioned Coxie yesterday.
Yeah.
Big Dennis, Dennis Committee, now encased in glass.
Not really.
I'm pretty certain that's how it goes as a member of the AFL Hall of
Fame.
Embalmed. Yep, that's it. No, you get in your case and you stay there and that's that. It's a real hall and that's that. I'm honestly surprised he wasn't in there already.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
baffled me that he wasn't in there.
Legend's been around. Like, he played back in the 70s and, in fact, was on the radio for a while.
Well, didn't he kind of retire a few years ago?
Well, yeah, that...
That would have been the point that they were like,
it's a long and illustrious career, you know, coaching and playing and, you know, and then all of his media commitments over the years. But, yeah, congratulations.
Definitely well-deserved.
Absolutely. And the other big news that was sort of floating around yesterday, we were talking about the government's, like, building stimulus package.
Renovation. Yeah. One that is suitable for one person in the entire country.
Exactly. And that was what the PM was kind of mentioning at his press conference yesterday, where he and media crews were in a new suburb. The PM was in front of a house under construction and everyone was gathered, I'm guessing here, on the front lawn of a place where people were already living.
Yes.
And one of the upset residents interrupted the press conference. Have you missed it? Here's how it went.
10,000 Australians. Sure. Let's just move back from there.
Hey, guys, I've just reseated that.
Please, off the thing. All good? That's all good. Thanks. So it's the projects that count. It's the projects that count.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Well, we are moving into phase three of the COVID roadmap at midnight tonight. Actually, technically at 11:59 tonight.
Okay, 1 minute early.
That's right. So that's when, you know, you can organise a big indoor event. You know, the 100-300 rule.
As long as you've got a large area, I suppose.
Well, yeah, that's the key.
You've still got to keep by the 2 square metres, but...
But that's not 4 square metres, so, you know, that's a start. Seated service for food, beauty, therapy, Rottnest is open for tourists as opposed to just people that are, you know, convalescing. The zoos, including Peel, playgrounds, sport back on the table, and the Aquatic Centre and Mandurah Town Library all open from tomorrow.
Yep.
Also back... RBTs.
Excellent.
From tomorrow.
Can't wait.
I suppose they did let you know, but yeah, if you didn't know, they weren't doing RBTs and drug testing for roadsides anyway for a bit because of COVID-related issues, but they're back on board. And also, today, June 5, World Environment Day.
Nice.
The theme this year is Time for Nature. If you remember, nature was talking to us pretty loud back in January when everything was on fire.
True.
So, you know... Even though it might not be front of mind, it's worth thinking about the environment generally.
Yeah.
And a bonus thing too, if three things isn't enough, it's also Donut Day today.
Donuts.
You need an excuse?
Delicious. No one needs an excuse.
No, that's right. But here is one anyway. UK authorities were, I can only imagine, Nikki, pleasantly surprised when a potential railway-related fatality call became something else entirely.
Right.
Railway workers in Essex alerted the emergency services after spotting a pair of bare feet showing, quote, no signs of life on the rails.
Goodness.
But in fact, the body, in fact, belonged to a quite healthy gentleman who had chosen the, I think you could say, suboptimal location for some nude sunbathing.
Right.
A spokesperson for the railway said the incident isn't as uncommon as you might think. So
the sunbathing or the laying on the railways? I don't know.
I'm guessing all of it. I mean, it's one thing to have a face that stops traffic, but something else entirely to have a pecker that stops a train.
Well, I don't think it would stop the train, though, would it?
No,
it
probably wouldn't. With and backed by popular demand, ladies and gentlemen, AFL great Malcolm Blight.
We tried to get rid of him and everyone wanted you back, so welcome back.
Nikki, thanks for that. Hi, DeMello. Look, you guys are wonderful. Nikki and DeMello, you make a lovely team there. That's great. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
I feel so good now.
That's how we like
just
you to
shows
feel.
Shows you how much they listen to us. Now, obviously, already things have started back up again for the NRL. It's nice to see some sport kicking around. And there was a bit of controversy about the artificial noises they've inserted. What do you reckon?
No, actually, I didn't mind it. I reckon there must have been a bloke in a little booth sitting with about 10 buttons, a bit like what you radio guys do.
A bit.
He's very good at pushing buttons. And I reckon he got it about right. Because, you know, when there was a thump and there was a, yeah, And it was, I thought it was us.
You were doing a pretty good job yourself.
Did you do the sound effects?
Yeah. I didn't think it was too bad, actually.
No, no, yes, I agree.
I didn't hear it.
I saw people whinging about it on Facebook saying, is that can noise? And I don't think it sounds right. But look,
Of
course it's not real. You know what I thought looked weirder was the photo blow-ups in the crowd. they didn't quite look as convincing as some of the efforts that I've seen done elsewhere. So,
no, and you know what they cost them? $22 to put a cardboard cutout of yourself, your dog, your cat, or someone you didn't like. You know, it was $22. Not a bad idea.
Buy your own spot there, could you?
That went to charity, though, didn't it? I thought.
It went to the, called the football club.
So the
deserving charity, though.
So, yes. Now, we always love a chance to salute a West Aussie, and a couple have joined the all-time legends, Dennis Cometti and Dean Cox.
We've had some Hall of Famers this week.
Yes, we have Simon Black and Jonathan Brown from the Brisbane, and we've also had John Kennedy Sr. as a legend, Greg Phillips, the great South Australian, but the best one of you guys is Dean Cox, of course.
Of you guys.
The superstar. No, 290-game player. He actually, people were talking about he revolutionised ruckman. He probably did in his time. Before him, there was Peter Moore and Len Thompson, and now there's probably Brodie Grundy, very similar. But Dean Cox was a one-off in those days, and the 06 Premiership team, and in and around that area, Dean was, without doubt, six-time All-Australian, without doubt, the best ruckman going around.
Awesome stuff, Dean. So proud of you.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And unplugging us from the real world and taking us direct to the Twilight Zone, Mickey Parkinson.
Okay. Forbes has released their annual highest-earning celebrity list, with Kylie Jenner topping it once again. She may not be a billionaire anymore, according to Forbes, but she's still made a whole lot more money than any other celebrity in the past 12 months, including brother-in-law Kanye West.
So the big money's not in being a celebrity these days if none of them are in the billionaires list.
No.
Interesting.
Kylie Jenner is sitting on $848 million in the past year.
Oh, it's still not bad.
Kanye coming in second at $244 million. Roger Federer, number three, $152 million. And Cristiano Ronaldo, $151 million. Whew. Also good making on the top 10 is Lionel Messi, Howard Stern, LeBron James, Dwayne Johnson, they also made the top 10.
Wow, okay.
Now, Meghan Markle has spoken out about the death of George Floyd in a surprise video address to graduates of her old high school in LA.
First thing I want to say to you is that I'm sorry. I am so sorry that you have to grow up in a world where this is still present. You are going to have empathy for those who don't see the world through the same lens that you do, because I know you know that Black Lives Matter. You are equipped. You are ready. We need you, and you are prepared.
There you go.
Mm. Kanye West has set up a college fund to pay for the full tuition of George Floyd's daughter. He's also donating $2 million to the families and legal teams of Floyd and two other African Americans allegedly killed in racially fueled attacks earlier this year.
Good on
him. Wife Kim has also offered to pay for all the medical costs of a young woman whose face was disfigured by rubber bullets earlier this week.
Wow.
Yeah. Lego is reportedly pulling all marketing for its police-related playsets. The company is reportedly removing listings for products featuring police officers, criminals, emergency vehicles, and buildings. The company says it will donate $4 million to organizations dedicated to supporting black children and educating all children about racial equality. Disney have also joined. They're pledging $5 million to charities supporting social justice. And on an unrelated note, Jennifer Aniston is trying to raise money for coronavirus relief by auctioning off a nude pic.
Good Lord.
Good Lordy, now I've got where your attention. The nude portrait was taken by a photographer.
Is it of her or is it someone else?
No, it's her.
Okay, right.
From 1995. There's a series of black and white images of different celebrities. This one's very tasteful of Jen, by the way. There's no naughty bits. All the legs are crossed in the right places. So if you were hoping for a full spread nude, that's not what you're going to get.
No,
then not all nude, because there's also portraits of Leonardo DiCaprio, Oprah Winfrey, and 25 other celebrities.
Okay.
So you can choose, and all the charities, all the money's gone to different charities. So there you go.
I need to go back to my happy place now. What's the website?
You'll have to Google that one.
Jennifer Aniston nude.
Don't try that.
That'll be easy to find.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.